Good afternoon. My name is Giles, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Hudson Valley Care Transition Community-Wide Drill conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Sarah Butterfield, you may begin your conference.
Hi, thanks so much. So welcome to the teleconference call this afternoon. This came about after discussion at a couple, actually, of the Hudson Valley Care Transition Coalition meetings with regards to the drill that's coming up. And we thought that since not everybody was at those meetings, it might be great to be able to have a call for everyone to hear the same information and give the opportunity to everyone to ask questions to make sure that they're prepared for the upcoming drill. So I have to give my thanks and appreciation to Gianji McQueston, who is our expert today, for donating her time and expertise this afternoon to carry this through. She is the Hospital Emergency Preparedness Representative 3 from the Office of Health Emergency Preparedness at the New York State Department of Health. And at the last meeting and with the invitation to the call today, there was a handout that we shared with all of you. The header of that is the CST Briefing for Nursing Homes, CST standing for Coalition Surge Test. So you should all have that. And what we're going to have Gianji do is do an overview, and then we're going to open up the lines with questions so that all of you can have your questions answered, and everybody will be ready and prepared for the CST. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to Gianji.
Okay, thank you very much. So as Sarah said, my name is Gianji McQueston. I am the hospital preparedness field rep for the Lower Hudson Valley region. And we're kind of expanding that into not just hospitals, but to healthcare, especially since CMS started. Just a quick overview, and so that I can gear the answers more towards what you really need to do, what you really need to know about this exercise. I'm not going to spend too much time on the overview, just a quick summary, basically. So we have the coalition search test from, at this point, we're going to refer back to it as CST. It's going to be a low-notice exercise. A low-notice means that you can have up to a one-hour notification through the State Department of Health that something's occurring in theory around your area and this is what's taking place. So it's going to be a tabletop exercise, which means it's just discussion-based. There's no action, nothing else other than the communication piece, which is going to be the functional exercise portion of the CST. And this is how your facilities could actually meet the CMS requirement for the second exercise, a functional exercise with community involvement. Because this is going to be a statewide exercise, all the other regions have been doing it. Ours is coming up soon, and it's been broken up into sub-region because we're part of the metropolitan area offices. And that includes Long Island and Lower Hudson Valley. Long Island already had their exercise, and ours is coming up. So the only thing I can tell you is basically give you the week of the exercise, which is going to be actually sometime next week. And you are going to get an IHANS alert. IHANS alert is basically that email the New York State Department of Health sends out during emergencies. You may have gotten it when Matthew was coming around, Winter Storm Matthew, I think that was Hurricane Matthew, or Winter Storm Stella was coming around and New York State sent out an IHANS alert saying that they activated the eFinds system. And what operation, and on what did they name the operation? So when you get these alerts, it's just, for most part, it's informational. It could be training that's going on, or some sort of emergency that may be happening. So that's the start of the exercise, basically. I'm sending it out 1 hour before. Exercise starts at 9 a.m. It's going to end by 10:30 a.m. And the notification is also going to ask you to go on to HERDS on the commerce system. So please double check your commerce information. And don't forget to go into the emergency contact information of your communication directory, because a lot of people have emails that may have been their personal email or from their previous employment, and they don't realize it, that they left it there. And that will send your alert into the wrong email address. So I'm going to be sending that out on the exercise day for all the healthcare facilities at 8 a.m. At 8 a.m., if you get an alert like that, it should start saying, as this is an exercise, this is an exercise, and then whatever the scenario is, and then whatever instructions we're giving you. The exercise itself is basically, the whole entire goal is to evacuate 20% of the hospitalized population of Lower Hudson Valley. And we're using three hospitals for this. So we picked out the three largest hospitals, Westchester Medical Center, Orange Regional, and Vassar Brothers. This exercise is going to repeat for the next 4 years because it's part of the five-year cooperative agreement with the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. We usually call them ASPR. And they're the ones who created this exercise with the criteria that they're set. The idea behind a low notice exercise is because ASPR is really pushing for the concept of coalitions. And they're also pushing for coalition response activities. So they want to see, how quickly can a sub-regional coalition get into an emergency preparedness mode with very little to almost no ability to really prepare for something? So the hot wash itself is going to take place on March 7, which is, we have a quarterly sub-regional coalition meeting every year. So the next one that's coming up is March 7. And the last one for the year will be June 6th. And I will send the information out to Sarah so that she can forward it to anyone who's interested in participating in that. We're going to have a discussion regarding this exercise, which is going to be basically during the hot wash, we discuss everything that went well, everything that didn't necessarily go well, and that would be at your facility, or anything that you had issues with regarding the exercise. It's also a perfect time to give suggestions or start talking about potential training opportunities that you may have seen at your facilities during the exercise. So we went a little, if you received the handout, you saw the scenario. So we went a little bit overboard on the scenario because trying to get hospitals to evacuate is really very tough. They don't want to evacuate. And quite frankly, no one can blame them. But we unfortunately had to create a scenario that could happen and would force them to evacuate. So we had to take out their facility power plant and their backup generators because it's the only reason they would ever be forced to move out. A few days of power outage isn't going to make them move because they have plenty of power, backup power. But if you take it out, you take out their main power source and you take out their alternate, they won't have a choice because they can't regulate heat or air conditioning, depending on the weather. So, and they can't provide quality care for their patients. I'm going to have an emergency operations center opening up in the Dutchess County Emergency Management, and I'm going to have a hospital rep, a New York State Department of Health rep, which will be me, and I'm going to have a nursing home rep who could also be the home health care rep as well. The communications, the interoperable communications, what you're going to get is a brief document that I'm going to go through and highlight certain areas, but in a nutshell, it just tells you basically that you can only communicate through cell phones, emails, or if you have voice over internet, the VoIP phones, because your landline is now down and your fax line is down. So those two methods cannot be used. And if you have other methods that you use internally, such as walkie-talkies with each other or whatever method of communication methods that you have available at your facility, that's what we're asking you to rely on. At this point, does anyone have any? I think this is a good time to really open up for questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. There are no questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to the presenters.
Okay, so Gianji, this is Sarah. I just so the date can't, but the actual date can't be shared. But you did share the time of the day that this would be occurring.
Right.
I know as people are trying to gather their questions, because I know they have questions because they were all asking questions at the meeting. So you mentioned the three hospitals involved. It involves all of the nursing homes in the region?
Well, that's a little, okay, so the way we kind of broke it up is the following. Every healthcare facility is going to get this alert. So in a sense, every facility is really participating on the communication at the interoperable communication exercise. Some of the nursing homes, 38 of them out of the 90 in Lower Hudson Valley, are a little bit more adventurous. So they volunteered for a little bit more. Some of them could actually be receiving facilities. So if hospitals have to lower their census more than what they can do just with rapid discharges, they could take a look at what beds are available in the Lower Hudson Valley through nursing homes and theoretically send them some of those patients into those nursing homes. So I will be asking nursing homes to open up their emergency operations center. I'm going to ask them to put certain people into incident command roles. And the idea is just to start getting people talking and getting used to the idea of incident command and using incident command, because I know that it hasn't really been stressed very much, but now this whole CMS regulation, you really won't be able to get away from it. So the quicker you kind of start the conversation, the easier it gets and the more comfortable people start becoming with that concept. So they're going to be asked, so do you have nursing homes that are a little bit more involved in the exercise, and then you have other nursing homes who are just going to get the alerts? They're going to fill out the HERDS if they want to fill out the HERDS. Some may not even do it, depending on if they want to play or not. And That's basically, and I don't know how much I can open up to home health care because, quite frankly, I'm not very familiar with what you guys can do. So if you have ability to receive, hospital patients into your facilities, or provide some sort of assistance to a decompressing hospital or an evacuating hospital, I need to know that so I can put that out there to the hospitals. And I would need a point of contact name and a cell phone number and email address that I can use so that I can send that out to the hospital saying these are the people that can provide you with assistance. Whether they're going to call or not, it really that is strictly up to the hospital because it really depends on how much assistance they will need. Most of these hospitals are within a system, a healthcare system, and these healthcare systems have to stay together until they have exhausted every opportunity within their own systems for beds. Once there's no more help that can be provided within their own system, then they can go outside of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. I'm just thinking that some of the hospitals may have patients that, on paper could be discharged as long as home care, was able to, to go in and make a visit that day, which would
Right.
free up a bed. But the actual IHANS alert goes out to the skilled nursing facilities, correct? And
To
the hospital.
everyone. To
Okay.
everyone. So
Okay.
even home health care is going to receive their, and several people in the home health cares. I don't have the list on me right now. Hold on 1 second. I can actually pull it up if you can give me a few minutes.
Sure.
Because there are certain roles that are in the commerce system.
Okay.
And I have to send, okay, home health care. I have to send the IHANS alert to the administrator, data reporter, director of home care patient services, emergency response coordinator, and HPN coordinator. So all of these roles within the facilities should be getting an IHANS alert on the day of the exercise.
That's great, so that they know that they also would receive that.
Right.
Excellent.
And whoever is the person who goes into the HERDS to fill out the survey that we send out, then that person excuse me, I'm still fighting this virus. Then they can fill that out because we're actually, I forgot to mention that we are requesting the HERDS survey to be submitted by 9 a.m.
Okay. All right. So, Giles, I'm thinking there might be some questions based upon that information. Do we have anybody in the queue?
There are currently no questions at this time.
Okay. I guess that surprises me. I would
Well,
encourage.
I
Oh.
mean,
Go ahead.
we
Sorry.
have a few more days. If anyone has a question later on, they can either send it to me. You can forward my information through my signature block. It's everything is there. Or they can send it to you, and you can forward it to me, and I will answer.
Oh, that's great.
So,
Excellent. I'll send that out after the call then. And I'm just trying to think of any of the other questions. I think the main question was everyone, the main request from the group was everyone to hear the same information with regards to the drill and also the involvement of the home health side. Those are the only questions I know of from the group. I'll give folks on the line just a couple more minutes if you have questions specific to your organization to be able to ask the experts on the line. And Giles, did anybody else with any questions?
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Steven Wynn. Steven, your line is open.
Thank you. Thank you. My question is, we have to have the herds completed by 9 a.m. on that morning or started at 9 a.m.?
Completed. So you'll get the alert at 8 o'clock. So as soon as you get that email, just forward the information to the person who usually fills out the herd report, and then as soon as it's done, just submit it. So that I don't know why Albany is saying that. Well, it's probably because it's only an hour and a half tabletop exercise, but realistically speaking, you would have a lot more time to fill that out, probably up to 2 hours.
Thank you.
There are currently no further questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to the presenters.
Okay, thank you, Giles. Okay, so we have a plan. And once this, we get the recording from the call today, I'll send that out to everyone in case there are people that weren't able to join us. Hopefully that'll be prior to next week, hopefully early, either tomorrow or the following day. And I'll also send out to everybody Gianji's email address for further questions. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time this afternoon to do this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it to your meeting. I actually ended up getting sick that same week, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's okay. I definitely appreciate your time today in doing this. And then, so just before we close, Giles, one more time, anything in the queue?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, great. Thanks so much, and thank you again, Gianji, for doing the call this afternoon.
You're very welcome.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.